"Now, my dear Hopkins, draw up and warm your toes," said he. "Here's a cigar, and the doctor has a prescription containing hot water and a lemon, which is a good medicine on a night like this. It must be something important which has brought you out in such a gale." "It is indeed, Mr. Holmes. I had a bustling afternoon, I promise you. Did you see anything of the Yoxley case in the latest editions?" "I have seen nothing later than the 15th century today." "Well, it was only a paragraph, and all wrong at that, so you have not missed anything. I haven't let the grass grow under my feet. It's down in Kent, 7 miles from Chatham and 3 from the railway line. I was wired for at 3:15, reached Yoxley Old Place at 5, conducted my investigation, was back at Charing Cross by the last train, and straight to you by cab." "Which means, I suppose, that you are not quite clear about your case." "It means that I can make neither head nor tail of it. So far as I can see, it is just as tangled a business as ever I handled, and yet at first it seems so simple that one couldn't go wrong. There's no motive, Mr. Holmes. That's what bothers me. I can't put my hand on a motive. Here's a man dead. There's no denying that. But, so far as I can see, no reason on earth why anyone should wish him harm." Holmes lit his cigar and leaned back in his chair. "Let us hear about it," said he. "I've got my facts."